As a 2-year-old, William Davidson was part of the Great Migration down the Great Wagon Road from Pennsylvania, settling in what now is Iredell County. He went to school at Sugar Creek Church near Charlotte. Sadly, he was only 13 when his father died. As a part-time militia soldier at 19, he helped escort Royal Governor William Tryon to treaty negotiations with the Cherokees in 1767. Starting as a captain in the Rowan County Militia in 1776, he served against the Cherokees in North Carolina and Loyalists in South Carolina. Davidson became a major in the regular Continental Army the next year. After helping to recruit soldiers, he was sent north from Halifax in time to fight at the Battle of Germantown in Pennsylvania. He served under General George Washington, suffered through the winter camp at Valley Forge, and rose to command of a North Carolina regiment. After helping protect supplies in Philadelphia under General Benedict Arnold, later a traitor, the regiment was sent south in 1779. It was in Charleston when that city fell to the British the next year, but Davidson missed getting captured because he was on leave for a family visit after a 3-year absence. The regiments were reorganized due to the lost manpower, and Davidson shifted back to the militia, commanding the Mecklenburg County Regiment. He led the successful attack at the Battle of Colson's Mill, but took bullets to the stomach and required 2 months to recover. In September of that year, he was named Interim Brigadier General of the Multi-County Salisbury District Militia. In that role, he was put in charge of blocking the British at the Catawba River crossings during their 1781 invasion of NC, now called the Race to the Dan. Davidson was killed at age 35 by a bullet to the chest as he directed the defense of Cowan's Ford at the base of today's Lake Norman. The next day, 2 Patriot militiamen found his body where he fell, or at the edge of the Catawba River, stripped by the British. They brought him here to Hopewell Presbyterian Church, organized in 1762, and hurriedly buried Davidson by torchlight. Perhaps they feared Tories would desecrate it further, or maybe they just wanted to join the rest of the Patriots retreating toward Salisbury. Davidson is still where he was buried that night. His wallet made a longer journey. It turned up 183 years later in the British Museum in London. The town and county of Davidson and Davidson College are named for him. Davidson is buried at the normal depth below the surface under the apparent tomb, as is true of the other box markers here. This cemetery is believed to have the 3rd highest concentration of box markers in North Carolina, according to a sign in the cemetery. Other Revolutionary veterans are buried here, most notably John McNitt Alexander, a surveyor who helped guide Major General Nathaniel Greene from the Yadkin River to the Dan in the Race to the Dan. The earliest grave dates to 1775. Please follow the walking instructions under Murdered with His Own Gun and continue to its audio clip.